hello, and welcome to Sassy's Erotic Tales. I'm Sassy. What happens when you're alone at a hotel stays at the hotel, right? So why not be bold, be impulsive, be persistent? This story reminds you to get what you want, no matter what. Here's Clear Communications.
I was in the lobby of the hotel where I work as an engineer. Like many other men that are into technology, I love my job. I manage the communication systems, which means I'm in charge of the internet, cable, telephone, etc. Anyway, this shapely blonde in a bikini and white cover-up that didn't cover a damn thing walked up to me while I was reviewing some charts. "Is the beer in the bar cold?" she asked. Though it was an incredibly odd question, I told her, "Absolutely, coldest, wettest thing around." She smiled and said, "Coldest, sure, but I bet it isn't the wettest." Then she walked off, and I, puzzled by the exchange, tried to go on with my work. The next day, she stopped me in the lobby again. She was definitely hot, if a little strange. I wear a uniform that clearly identifies me as an engineer, and yet she stopped again to ask me questions. "Where is the spa?" she asked. There was a sign right in front of her pointing the way. I showed it to her and was going to go about my work when she interrupted again. "Can I get a good massage from a man with really strong hands who knows what he's doing there?" I was a little surprised by her questions, but I do work for the hotel, and they are constantly telling us that we are all ambassadors for the company. "I don't really know the people who work in the spa, but I'm sure you can get what you want," I replied. "Oh, it's not that I just want it. I really, really need it," she breathed. She slipped her hand through my arm and leaned against me, asking me to walk her down to the spa so she could see about an appointment. She said she didn't want to get lost. I know that blondes aren't really dumb, but this one sure was playing dumb. The sign pointed right down the hall, and you could almost see the spa from where we stood. But I wasn't about to be rude, especially as she was pressing her round tits into me. I walked her to the spa. Once there, she said she'd come back to make her appointment later. She asked me then to show her the pool and workout area. This was way outside my job description, but I figured, what the hell? Here was this hot, sexy woman touching me and being suggestive, and I couldn't help but look at her wet mouth and glossy lips and imagine burying my cock in there. "So I take it your job isn't to show me around," she said as we ended our little tour. "And you aren't a professional masseuse either, are you?" I explained that I keep systems on track and look into problems with the rooms that might be communications related, like no internet connection, problems with the television and phone, that sort of thing. She told me she'd been having all sorts of communication problems. I told her to report it to the front desk and they would likely send me to look into it. I hadn't been back on the job more than a couple of minutes when I got a job call to go check on the internet, television, and phone in the penthouse suite. I was pretty impressed that this sexy but ditzy woman was staying in the penthouse. On my way up, I wondered what I would find, but determined to focus on my job and keep it professional, even though I really just wanted to get her down on her knees and bury my dick in her cherry red mouth. I knocked on her door and announced who I was. When she opened the door, she was standing there as naked as could be. So much for professionalism. As I entered the room, I noticed that there was an adult film playing on the television. Seems it was working just fine. Guess she wasn't really having the sort of problems that I'd need my tool belt for, though I sure hoped I would get to use my tool to fix her up. "So, miss, just what sort of communication problems are you having?" I asked, trying not to stare at her incredible body. "I want to be fucked unconscious, and I wasn't sure my message was getting through," she purred as she cut my crotch and licked her lips. She planted a very wet kiss on my lips. My cock, already pretty hard, started throbbing as it tried to burst through my zipper. She unzipped my pants and fell to her knees, whipping out my dick. She then started to suck it vigorously. Her mouth felt even better than I had fantasized. I thought I was going to blow my load right away. I enjoyed her sucking me for some time, but then had to pull her up and take a little break. I led her to the bed. She lay down, slowly opening her legs, and told me, "Please fuck me. I need it so bad." "Your message is coming through loud and clear now, miss. I'll see what I can do to make sure you are fully satisfied with your stay with us," I said as I went down on my knees and brought my mouth to her dripping cunt. I caressed her thighs, hips, and ass, dipping my finger into her asshole as I sucked that pussy raw. She came suddenly, spurting her juices out all over my chin. It tasted sweet and was the first time I'd been with a woman who came like that. I continued to press my finger into her ass, and she started really begging me to fuck her. "Fuck me with your big hard cock. I knew you were the right man for this job the moment I saw you." She grabbed at me, pulling me to her. As I slid my cock into her cum-soaked pussy, I took her tits in my mouth, first one, then the other, sucking on her nipples. When she exploded again, I shot my load into her squirming cunt. A moment later, the lady was down by my crotch, sucking my balls. Then she rolled me over on my stomach and without hesitation stuck her tongue up my ass, licking and probing with truly amazing dexterity. When she turned me back, I was hard again, and she crouched over me in a 69 position and set her mouth to work, her tongue stroking from my shaft to my ass. I sucked her clit into my mouth, and we ate each other to fucking heaven. Afterwards, she said, "I am worried that for some reason the lines may get crossed again. I really need to be sure that my messages are received." "Don't you worry," I said. "You call me anytime, and I'll straighten out whatever seems blocked." But the next day, I learned that she had checked out of the hotel. She was one strange woman, but she was also the best fuck I ever had.
I'm not sure if that story was more for him or for her, but I think they both benefited nicely. I want to encourage you to go to adamandeve.com, and they have a great selection of everything you need to put a little adventure back in your life. Go shop, and at checkout, you can type SASSY. That's offer code S-A-S-S-Y. You'll get 50% off almost any one item, 3 free adult DVDs, and a free mystery gift. That's all for now. Tune in next week on Sassy's Erotic Tales for another sexy story. Until then, sweet, sweet dreams.